A tree grows in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Well, it was growing. It's believed to be the oldest white oak in the country. But now at around 600 years old, it's dying. And the community is grieving and trying to figure out what to do to honor its legacy. And here with more on this story is WNYC Shamita Basu. Shamita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So 600 years old, that means this tree, well, predates the country by a long shot.
It does. It predates Columbus sailing the ocean blue in 1492. It's seen so much history. It's even rumored that George Washington and Lafayette stopped and had lunch there once under the oak tree. So in 1717, settlers there decided to build a church next to this huge tree, and the town grew around the church. So it's still there, the Basking Ridge Presbyterian Church, and the tree is always been in its care. And it's huge, Richard. It's 100 feet tall.
Wow,
that's record-setting height of the tallest Rockefeller tree that we've ever had at Rockefeller Center.
Now, recently, arborists reassessed the tree, and the prognosis is not very good, right?
No, unfortunately, it's beyond saving at this point. And on top of it being logistically challenging to remove the tree, it's been really emotionally challenging for people in town. I called up the church, and I spoke to John Klippel. He's the chair of the church's planning council. And I felt bad even saying the word dead to describe the tree, because honestly, John told me just how hard it's been for everyone. He says the tree, aside from being an amazing living thing, has been the symbol of home for people in the area, and there's been this outpouring of mourning.
It's always seemed to people in the community that it would always be there, but we are coming to grips with the reality that, you know, everything has a lifespan. We're going to express our gratitude for having been able to exist right here in the shadow of that tree.
So this weekend on Sunday, John says the church is going to hold an event to celebrate the tree's life with an emphasis on gratitude, not grief.
So how do you go about removing an ancient tree? What happens to all that wood?
Well, John says they've received a lot of suggestions, over 160 for what to do with it, including making commemorative artwork, bowls, pens, any way to extend the tree's life and honor it. And they're planning on bringing down the tree sometime in the spring.
Well, you can actually see it right now. If you want to see what a 600-year-old tree looks like, go to our website, WNYC.org. We have some photos up. And that's WNYC.org. Shamita Basu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Richard.